And I segue that into on our script. It says thoughts on playoff possibilities. No, we're not going to get into playoff possibilities because we got to focus on this game and this game only. So let's talk about the Browns. When I think of the Browns, what I've seen from them so far is Mike Pettine has got that team playing with a physicality. I mean, that they're a punch you in the mouth team. You know, one of the old school black and blue AFC North teams that really kind of fit that mold. They're going to want to establish the run, win in the trenches. And so that's something that, you know, the Falcon O-line, Falcon D-line need to get ready for. You know, this could be one of those, as Smitty likes to say, a two-chin strap game.
Yeah, you know, Mike Pettine is, you know, he comes from Buffalo. It's where he was last as the defensive coordinator. And being a former Western New York guy myself, you know, I still kind of follow what the Bills do. And he's really responsible for what that defense has turned into, just a hard-nosed defense. And that really has translated itself into an overall mentality in Cleveland. They're playing some very good football. I think the Falcons, though, can really get something done on the ground. They're going to have to keep the ball on the ground, I think, for a lot of this game, because that secondary of Cleveland is just one of the best in the league. So that, for me, is one of the biggest keys in this game is the Falcons' run game.
Speak a little bit more to that. I mean, Deshaun Gibson, the free safety, 6 interceptions leading the league. Obviously, Joe Hayden, high-profile cornerback, who Matt Ryan talked about, ball hockey mentality. But then on the flip side, on the offensive side of the ball, the guys aren't sleeping on Josh Gordon. Smitty talked about it. He feels he's going to be up to speed entering this week, the 6'3", big playmaking wide receiver. So the Falcons are ready on both sides of the ball, keeping an eye on each side, both defensively and offensively, their weapons.